This is VOA News. I'm Scott Walterman. Fighting in the Gaza Strip escalated on Thursday in what residents described as some of the most intense Israeli bombardment of the war, even as the enemies held what Washington called very serious discussions on a new truce. The Israeli military says it has uncovered a major Hamas command center in the heart of Gaza City, inflicting what it described as a serious blow to the Islamic militant group. The military's announcement Wednesday came as Hamas's top leader arrived in Egypt for talks aimed at brokering a ceasefire that would put at least a temporary pause on over 2 months of heavy fighting and deliver a new deal for Hamas to swap Israeli hostages for Palestinian imprisoned by Israel. Hamas is a U.S.-designated terrorist group. The World Health Organization says now that only 9 of the 36 health facilities are partly functional in all of Gaza.
There are actually no functional hospitals left in the north. Al-Ahli was the last one, but is now minimal functional.
That's WHO Representative Richard Pieperkorn, who says the hospitals are also still sheltering thousands of displaced people. Ukraine has received the last 1.5 billion euro tranche from the 18 billion euro package from the European Union for 2023. The country's economy depends heavily on financial support from partners, and Kyiv has been concerned whether or not it will continue, as new packages have been blocked so far in both the EU and the United States. To that point, there are reports that a deal is making progress in the United States to free up that money. This is VOA News. China and the Philippines have been trading sharp accusations in recent months over a succession of run-ins in the South China Sea. On Thursday, Philippine President Ferdinand Marcos Jr. addressed the issue during a military anniversary ceremony.
The recent incidents involving no less than our AFP chief of staff is worrisome. Yes, but it is a proud demonstration of Filipino courage against coercion and our firm resolve to protect, preserve, and uphold our territorial integrity.
Marcos Jr. says the Philippines through the AFP remains a force and a voice of reason. India on Thursday sent a chartered flight carrying humanitarian aid to Papua New Guinea after a volcano erupted there about 3:30 p.m. on November 20th, spewing volcanic smoke as high as 15,000 meters. We're still following that earthquake that hit northwest China late Monday. AP correspondent Charles Della Desmond now reports Chinese central and local authorities have mounted an all-out search and rescue operation.
Now various rescue and supply works are being carried out, and the affected residents have been transferred to various resettlement sites. At Dadum village in Dihijia town, the villagers' tents are being set up one after the other. It's now 2 nights since the earthquake. In addition to tents, relief supplies such as beds, quilts and heaters also arrived on Wednesday. There are also warm-hearted people who've come to help. A young man running a Langzhu noodle shop heard about the situation in Dadun village and drove over to donate supplies. I'm Charles Dulatesma.
Pope Francis on Thursday warned against inflexible ideological positions that can hinder the church from seeing reality and moving forward, speaking days after a declaration allowing blessings of same-sex couples that conservatives have condemned. Francis, who turned 87 on Sunday, made his comments in his traditional Christmas greetings to members at Vatican's Central Administration. Authorities in the United States, from the states of Minnesota to Maine, are adding Native American language translations to road signs and building facades, a push, part of an effort in some places to revitalize Native languages and draw attention to the fact that Native communities live in these places and have for centuries. Others are doing it to make Native American residents feel more welcome. More news on our website, voanews.com. I'm Scott Walterman, VOA.